School's back in session for a lot of kids. IPS is back, and some kids even went back last week. And we were talking, like, first of all, wow, I can't believe school's back already. At least I thought you had a few more weeks, but it's back. But also, Alex and I were talking about, like, how much trouble we got into when we were kids in school. I remember when I was in school, I was a freshman in high school, and I was just a dummy, kind of like I am now. And I had to do really well in this this midterm exam to pass the English class, or, you know, to get by with like a D. Well, it was also the English class was connected to the yearbook room, and the teacher taught both things. So I snuck off into the yearbook room just through a door. Mm-hmm. I had the book because the answers were in the book. And I was almost done with the test. Ooh. And I could have just left the book in there. This was when I was a bad kid. She caught me in front of the whole class, threw the book at me, and what? Ended up clipping me in the face.
What? That she would be like fired for that.
No,
now.
Well, she eventually was no longer at the school. I don't know if it was because of that. And I don't blame her. She was one of my favorite teachers, but
I screwed that one up.
No, but I still passed the class. I ended up because she was the yearbook teacher. You could buy yearbook ads, like spend money for the yearbook because that's what they need. I had to spend $450, and by that I mean my mom had to like give me $450. I bought $450 worth of yearbook ads.
What the heck, Joe?
I just selling what?
What did you put in there?
Joe Pesh Entertainment. I used to be a DJ.
What?
So nobody booked me for DJ gigs.
So wait, so the deal was spend money on advertising in the yearbook, and then that's how you can get extra credit or something?
Yeah, extra credit. It could just boost your grade.
Because failing that one test you cheated on would have dunked your grade that low?
That was the... She gave me because she caught me cheating with the book. I failed my midterm exam.
Oh, it was a midterm.
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't a normal
test. It was
test.
A heavily weighted grade for the whole semester.
Joe!
I'm stupid. You guys should know that by now. That happened in one time also in school. I didn't realize this one, but I wrote on the lockers. I thought they were like washable markers, but they were permanent markers. Our friends, we were writing stuff and just drawing stuff on there, and they ended up charging us with vandalism.
Wow, you did get in a lot of trouble.
I did
anything like that.
Did you do anything bad? I know you got in trouble, like suspended, but what'd you do?
Yeah, I got a ton of in-school suspensions, like a bunch, just for being late and talking in class. I mean, but that's not that exciting, you know?
No, I could totally see that fitting you, though. Like, that, I could totally see you, like, what did they do? You just talk during the teacher, like, during class?
Yeah, just like every time, you know, the teacher asked me to stop talking, and then she'd look over and I was talking again. Or I remember one time I got an in-school suspension because my shirt or my skirt was too short.
Yeah, that problem still is going on here at work. Please cover up. MYK and I just can't handle it. 317-239-1009. The kids being back in school. We want to know, when you were in school, like, what'd you get in trouble for? Let's talk to Rebecca on the Joe and Alex show. What was it for you? What'd you do?
So in fifth grade, I was taking a test, and I sat at the table right next to the teacher's desk, and she had the answer sheet open right in front of us, and so naturally we were copying off of it. And one question, the correct answer in her book was "Answers May Vary," so I wrote "Answers May Vary" on my test.
What did she say to you?
We were young. We were in fifth grade. We just really got a slap on the wrist, but I think she more thought it was funny than anything.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
Fifth grade, I at least waited till I was like 15 or 16. Look at you. You were a terrible kid, Rebecca. Did you turn
started
on
right?
Do you have like
I did. Don't worry.
Do you have a normal job now? Are you contributing to society?
I do. 9-to-5 job. Monday through Friday.
Wow, she didn't turn out to be a cold, hard criminal. Look at that.
I appreciate that. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Lindsay.
Lindsay, what did you do to get in trouble at school?
So, I actually got in a fight at school, and this is not like your normal fight. I was dating this kid, and basically he cheated on me, and I had just had surgery on my shoulder, and I had this huge abductor pillow. Well, when I fought this girl, long story short, we had these really hard plastic lunch trays. And I busted her in the face with this lunch tray.
Oh, girl.
And, yeah, it was really bad. And basically, I have younger brothers that go to the same school. And everybody's always like, your sister's the one who hit that girl in the face with the lunch tray. And even, even the kids at his church.
Whoa.
No. Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you get suspended for that?
Oh, I got expelled.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And are you still struggling with anger issues?
No.
No, that I'm was, fine. Oh my Why gosh, do you ask?
It was looking back now, it was so stupid. But when I came, we had to go to like this board meeting for school or whatever to see if I could even come back. And then we actually tried to switch schools, but basically like schools have these secret pacts where like if one school expels a student, another school can't take them.
So where did you go?
Well, so I went to Franklin Community is where I got in the fight at. And then I tried to go to Southwestern in Shelbyville because I was going to like live with my grandparents out in the middle of nowhere.
But they said no.
Right, correct.
So yeah, did you get homeschooled?
No, I actually got to come back to... That was the first time I ever got in trouble.
Oh, man, you like, just got a record.
They let you loose in the school again? Oh, my God. I figured like you'd have to be in shackles in the lunchroom.
We had to take... We had this, like, alternative school that was, like, in the school, but you took them online, and it was for people who, you know, had gotten in trouble and couldn't go back to regular school, or people who dropped out of high school, but they wanted to come back and get their
GED
diploma.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. I had to do that for a while, and I wasn't, like, really allowed to be around other people.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then eventually, but I'm not, like, that was the only fight that I ever got in. And the only trouble I ever got in, so when they finally, and I got really close with the teacher that was in the, the alternative school, and eventually they're like, okay, she's not, like, a danger to people, we can let her back.
So yeah.
She can be rehabilitated.
Can I just say that my entire school career, all I wanted was to see a fight. And every single time there was a fight in my high school, I missed it. I was like, I was in the wrong class, or I had just walked past before it happened, and I was so upset. And now that's why I love going to hockey games, because I love when they fight on the ice. It's like I'm reliving all of the high school dreams I didn't get
to have. Alex actually brings like a book with her to read, just as if she was in class, like, wait a minute, what's happening? Who's fighting?